Well, good afternoon. I'm Randy Millman. We are here together on the Midday Show, and I am very happy to have in-studio guests. I've got Molly and Eben, who are Goodnight Moonshine. We're going to turn it over to them now and hear some music.
We're so happy to be here. You guys have been playing a few of the songs, and so this is a different cut. This is a niche song about having babies in COVID.
All of my days are a wash. Don't mean I'm doing any washing. I mean I'm letting things get filthy. Watch my neighbor plant a garden, and it only made me guilty. 'Cause I don't get out of bed till someone calls my name. It feels less like a call and more like blame. But my cup is full. Ooh, our babies are beautiful. And all of my day and nights are a joke. If I weren't feeding humans from my body, well, you best bet I would smoke. 'Cause it don't seem like a good system that once the 9 months are through, once I bled and I have labored and I split clean in two, that I would be the one responsible for keeping life alive when there ought to be a cave nearby that I can climb inside. And an auntie to bear her breast, and a grandma to see to the rest. Ooh, why yes, my cup is full. Through the rear view, I can see it moving swift. When we're pushing through the walls, trying to will ourselves to hatch, we're as lovely as the newborn, trying to find its way to latch. So don't beat yourself up too much, baby. You didn't make this world, and you ain't crazy.
We are live with Goodnight Moonshine, the duo of Eben Pariser and Molly Venter. That was beautiful.
Thank you,
really,
Randy.
Really beautiful. I couldn't help noticing, Molly, that you sing with your entire body. Yeah. I saw some, like, rabbit kicks down there. And
Yes. I'm also like a dancer at heart. So it's all one thing.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. So welcome. We're glad that you stopped by. And am I correct that you recently played Passim, and was that a packed show?
We sold it out.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That was a couple of weeks ago or last week?
Yeah, was it last week?
Last weekend.
Just last weekend.
Oh, yeah. Not even a week ago.
Yeah, it was so wonderful. We love this town.
And where do you live?
We live in New Haven, Connecticut.
So you're in the general New England area.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about where you're coming, because you're coming back through, especially a couple of dates in Maine, and so we'll talk about that later. But so you both have different projects. You come from somewhat different musical spaces, because Eben, did you come from more of like a jazz blues background?
Yeah, essentially, the band that I was touring with when I met Molly in 2011 is called Roosevelt Dime, and we got our real start was in the streets and subways of New York. So we were like a pretty typical, maybe slightly caffeinated, New Yorkified version of a kind of New Orleans busking street band, you know, clarinet, trumpet, and some washed up bass, like pocket drums, mm-hmm. and a banjo. Yeah. And you know, I came from Oberlin, so and when I was 15 and 16, I first started to listen to Miles and Billie Holiday, mm-hmm. and it just that changed me forever.
And your first band was with your dad. It was a blues band called Hale Bop.
That is true. Remember when the Hale Bop comet was in the sky for that whole summer?
Mm-hmm.
That was the summer that we were playing in the blues band with some main people. In fact, the bassist who was in my first band when I was 12 or whatever it was, he's made all three records with us. We just played with him at Club Passim. His name's Adam Jelensky.
Oh, that's cool. To have longtime friends and collaborators. Mm-hmm. So you grew up where, Eben?
I grew up in Midcoast, Maine. I always call myself a Lincolnville boy, but people don't know Lincolnville that well. So Camden is the reference point that people know about, but that's sort of like, I don't know, saying you're from Manhattan or something.
And Molly, where did you grow up?
I grew up in New Haven. Yep. And so I moved pretty far away. I kept moving farther and farther away, like after college, out to Idaho. And then I moved to Austin, Texas, where I spent nearly a decade. I lived in central Mexico for a year. I just wanted to experience lots of different stuff, I guess. So it was a surprise to end up back here. But yeah, it was because I met Eben, and I was touring with Red Molly at the time. And we met, and we were like, we'll never make music like as a business together. That would just be way too much pressure. And then, you know, and we were still working. Eben was the musical director of Red Molly by the end of 2019. And then in 2020, right, everything shut down. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple of twins in my stomach and a 4-year-old. And everything changed after that, because we had to just turn in towards each other and realize that our favorite musician to play with was right there in the house.
Did you notice that she still had a little bit trouble admitting that?
Yeah, I'm like, this is awkward, I'm blushing, and I don't like it.
We like to get all Barbara Walters here. We'll have you crying in no time. So
yeah.
You'll be admitting.
No,
things.
I'll have you crying, Randy. Okay.
Well, your music does have me cry. But so you have your kids with you, or mm-hmm. some of them, not all of them, right?
No, that's the three.
Three is all. Okay.
Yes.
I felt like when you were walking in, I felt like there were 10. It was like more of them. So I lost track. Now, when you're on the road, I know we talked a little bit. You did take them recently when you were on the road. So is this like a Partridge Family? You know, get in the van and just go.
It feels so good. The kids get in the van and wait like for an hour and a half before we're finally all loaded up. They just get in and they're really excited to go places. So far we've lucked out with three very sort of adventure-y children, and we are very adventure-y. And so we coined this idea called like slow road touring. Because when you're touring with kids, you gotta make it fun. You gotta get off in Pennsylvania and go to the Crystal Cavern, and then you have to, you know, maybe stop at a zoo somewhere. So we end up on a lot of back roads, and it's just like so reasonable to be driving in a back road. And then when we're on the highway, you just want to be where you're supposed to be already. So we thought of, if we ever had a touring company, it would be slow road touring, and we would take people just on back roads to play their shows around the country.
That sounds the way that it should be.
It should be,
I think. So many artists, you know, they're in traffic and whatever, and by the time they get to the venue, I used to book a number of venues, and I felt so bad because, especially on Fridays, if they came for a show for Friday night, they were just in the worst moods because, you know, they left late and then it was traffic. So I think the taking the slow road and the back roads would be wonderful.
Yeah, just like always leave extra time to stop at a playground and move your body around.
Maybe even like route people through like whole extra days. Be like, oh, today actually you're just going to go see this historic monument and
walk around.
And you're going to have coffee here and like guided tours, like something in it for you too. You know,
you can hear booking agents out there groaning right now because it's like, no, they have to do one show after another. But that seems more civilized.
I think we just outed ourselves. Who's running the show here?
Right. We're running our own show.
I think that's great. That's why you're probably so sane. So before we get into another song, you've got this great new album, Business Unusual, not your first record. I think this is number three full-length album.
Mm-hmm.
And the song you just did, I guess we don't have to ask what you guys were doing during COVID.
That's right.
I think you laid it all out there.
We did.
And this album is very much, it's an album of family and, you know, family situations and things that change on a dime. You know, you have a baby and or you had twins, which I kind of can't imagine. That must be like...
So I wouldn't recommend it. For the first couple years, I was like, I wouldn't recommend it. Now it's super fun. We're so lucky. Now it's really fun. But it's brutal at first. Anybody will tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. It's
unnatural.
Seemed like a medical emergency from start to finish.
Oh, my gosh. Well, your kids look lovely. Are they musically inclined at all yet?
Sure. We do a lot of like drum circles in the backyard.
Manny. And then we got one. I mean, they're all pretty special. Actually, Otis is becoming quite a singer now. And he just starred with his mother and Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Wow.
But Manny and then Rav was at the drum circle last night, and she was really, everyone was pointing to her. She was holding it down. So they have kind of like a pretty alternative exposure to music, obviously. But
like, they don't do lessons
yet. It's hard not to talk about Manny a little bit because, like,
there's one better than the rest.
He'll be in the car, and what's that song? Nancy Sinatra, These Boots Are Made for Walking, comes on, and he'll start singing back the bass line, like what that doom, 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 doom. Just like, all right, Manny, we hear that you hear. We got it. You got it.
Maybe we have the wrong people in the studio.
We should
swap. Well, why don't you play another song from, I don't know if you're going to do a new song or whatever you're going to do, and then we'll come back and chat some more.
What should we do? I wanted to do this mashup because you can't find it anywhere else but here. We could do it third. No, let's do it in the middle here. So one fun thing that we discovered Jacob Collier during COVID too. He's a fantastic British musician, and he gets his audiences singing in three-part harmony back to him. He has this beautiful song called Little Blue and a 7-minute version on YouTube with a choir. And we would line the kids up. We would watch this 7-minute version of Little Blue. They would file upstairs, brush their teeth. That was the only sort of system I could stick to. I'm not very good with like the systems. Anyway, so as Eben was trying to learn this song, another British written song came through that you'll recognize. And it was one of those moments where you're like, I don't think that Jacob Collier had this other song in mind when he wrote his song. And yet I love when things overlap through space and time. To me, it suggests a sort of like wrinkle or magic there. So this is, we have not recorded this yet, but it's called Blackbird Blue.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Take
these broken wings and learn to fly.
Be my shelter
all your life.
Be my cradle.
You will only wait for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Be my home.
Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
Be my river
all your life.
Be the stillness of
the waiting for this moment to arrive.
Cause you're not so far away. I hear you say you'll never walk alone
into the light of the dark black night.
singing, "Don't be afraid of the dark in your heart. You're gonna find your way to carry the weight of the world on your shoulder. You're gonna find your way home. Little blue, be my anchor, be my light, my compass star. Be my darkness, be my danger, be the strings of my guitar. Little blue, strong as something true. Your eyes so dark and open. There's a light that leads me back to you. Cause you're not so far away, I hear you say. You'll never walk alone into the light of the dark black night.
Singing,
blackbird singing in the dead of the night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Blackbird singing in the dead of the night.
On your shoulder.
Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. Don't be afraid of the light. It's alright. You're gonna find your way to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're gonna find your way, find your way. You're only waiting for this moment to be. For this moment to arise.
You are listening to Goodnight Moonshine. That's Molly Venter and Eben Patterson. That was really cool. Just kind of watching it come together in front of us was very neat. Do you think you're going to record that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, actually, there's a version on YouTube, but maybe, yeah. We'll see. We never know.
You heard it here second.
We're slow. Yeah. We're slow. Oh, yeah. No, we're not slow. We're just right on time.
You know, you have a connection, Molly, to WUMB, because I was poking around online, and Red Molly was had the top album of one of the top albums of 2006. Mm. Never Been to Vegas. Mm. And also you were voted the top new artist of the year, so you are in the WUMB family from way back.
Yeah, WUMB has so much love for Red Molly. That was really special. It was really integral to Red Molly even before I joined Red Molly, to getting a huge start in the Boston area, so thank you.
There's a lot of Red Molly fans out there, and I just love that the name was taken from Richard Thompson's song, whose birthday it is today,
hey.
By the way.
Hey.
He's 77. Tell me about, you do have some upcoming dates. You're playing, are you playing any festivals? Are you doing something in Colorado, a festival? Or
that's right, like Fresh Grass.
Yeah, Meadowgrass.
Meadowgrass.
That's an exciting thing. Really, all I have to actually, I played it once before with Roosevelt Dime back in the day, and Colorado's just one of those places that you want to get out and play, and we'll hit up some good community radio, some good Americana radio while we're out there too. We bought Otis a ticket. We decided just to lay low and stay at the festival and take one child with us and have some fun in Colorado. Meadowgrass has been going for a long time now, and it's like one of these really fun, totally manageable size festivals that you can take your kids to. Or and I think ALO or something is the headliner. It's pretty jammy focused program this year. We hope to jam with them.
Do you like the festival experience? I know it's probably very like sensory overload because there's so many people playing, and but it must be nice to just be outside.
Ugh, it's the best. I feel like it's a real highlight for performers and for people who get to go, because I mean, what's better than music, and then what's better than music outside? So I love it. Yeah, I love going to festivals. In fact, we wrote a song about festivals. I feel like we should play that third. Yeah, I wrote one about the Kerrville Folk Festival.
Oh, legendary.
Yeah.
So how does this go down? I guess you're taking one of your children. Otis is the lucky winner. So like, how does that happen?
How does that work? That works because you call in a grandparent. We've got grandparents. They're not close. I mean, they're in Maine and North Carolina, but they will pinch hit for a weekend like once a year or something. So we keep them on rotation, and it's a win-win, you know.
Well, I'm thinking in my house, we would have been tearing each other's hair out because why are you getting to go? So you must have raised
10,
some nice kids.
And they're 2 5-year-olds, so they sort of get the deal. Mm-hmm. They might be a little annoyed, but it's all right.
Oh, it's summertime. They'll have a ball here. Tell me about, it looks like you've got a couple of dates. So you're back around in Unity, Maine in April 12th. Mm-hmm. And then a great venue, Stone Arts. Is that in August?
Mm-hmm.
So when you play Maine, do you see a lot of old friends and family?
Yeah, no, Unity is, the Clifford is basically a mid-coast Maine venue. So I see like old high school art teachers and like people I've known since
all
I was a little kid.
All the old girlfriends.
They all come.
They all come.
And they say, why not me?
There's still time. We don't know.
The one that got away. So the record is still new. It just came out in February. Did it come
out? Yep, it came out in February.
So once it's delivered into the world, how quickly are you ready to start writing for a new one, or do you savor it for a while?
That's a great question. I think this took us a while. I mean, this took us a long time. We recorded the bulk of it like two summers ago
that we were in the studio nonstop. Yeah.
So, you know, by the time it's out, we are loving playing the songs down at our shows. We're playing them in order, and we're sort of telling this story of the transformation, which is bookended by music, really. Like, it was music that got us through, you know, what was the most challenging time of our lives. And so we love to tell that story at shows. So we're not in any way, we're really into the music still. And at the same time, if we had nothing new to work on, we might be kind of scratchy, itchy. We might just be starting to feel a little uncomfortable. And actually, luckily, we are right now writing for a film. Like, it's an indie film, but it's a pretty robust, like, cool, I'm not going to say much more about it, but we're writing and producing, and so that's giving us, it's kind of the best of both worlds, because I still write songs on the weekly. I have a Patreon column. I write and regularly, but to have this project that's like, oh, now we've got deadlines to get things to the choreographer so she can do a dance sequence to this song, and then this is going to this, you know, composer in Paris. And so that's really, all of a sudden we're doing this fun, wacky stuff, and it just takes the pressure off the record. Like, the record is going to do what it does. Mm-hmm. It's going to meet the people it's meant to meet out there in the world, but we don't have to be so precious about it because there's always something new.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels right now feels like a great time in our lives.
But you are two of the most grounded people that I've ever met. Are you putting on a good act here?
No.
I don't know, but it seems like you really have your stuff together, and I'm getting a little, little envious.
It was a lot. It was not a pretty getting to this spot. I'll tell you,
last 3 months were the hardest of my life, maybe. I mean, I can't believe what we went through. So because you said that, it comes with a price, basically. I think, like, you're seeing the downside of it, mm-hmm. but what we decided to do was, like, oh. And this, I mean, this goes with my whole, you know, philosophy and spiel around the title Business Unusual, which I kind of just want to back up and say a little bit. It's like, we said we would never try to make a living together because that would be crazy and that would be too much. But during COVID, we discovered that our favorite person to play with lives right under our same roof. We started to live stream. We started to really say, hey, we can't let the business get in the way of us playing with our favorite music. So the business had to be redefined, and we're in the process of just redefining it in our own way. Hence, you know, the idea of Business Unusual. What does it mean to just be like, okay, we're going to be parents of three kids and like kind of do that whole thing at the same time that we're just totally going to do music our own way too. And what does that look like? What does that mean? Well, part of it means like being honest about it, I guess, in the songs. That's a big part of it. But then we decided to level up, which I guess always beware if someone says those words. It's probably a terrible idea. No, I just be with great caution if you're going to level up, because what we said was like, okay, well, we need to do this renovation of the house for, you know, for that part of it.
Our kids are in one bedroom for now, and yeah. So they all three sleep in one bedroom and they love it, but we were like, let's make that third bedroom, which is a studio now, a bedroom. We gotta rip out a boiler, we gotta do this stuff to make a basement a studio. Yeah. Anyway, long story
and
short,
you know, and then we're like, and the record's coming out right on the same timetable. And it's like, let's just do it all at once. It's gonna be hard anyway, let's just do it all at once and like really go for it, expecting it, you know, to also have, you know, emotional, like, you know, spiritual, emotional growth to accompany it, like kind of on purpose. But it was almost like, you know, the proverbial God or whatever was just like, okay, this is what you want. You really? You sure? Okay, here we go.
Here you go.
Cranked it right up. And I mean, I don't know. There was a moment in there where we thought we were not going to be able to stay together. We were not going to be able to go on as a couple. I think we thought we were not going to be able to go on just as humans in the world. Like, it just seemed like so much harder than I could have possibly imagined. And then one day towards the tail end, I remember saying like, well, I remember saying in the last weeks something like, well, all these people that say like, if you just feel it and face up to it, like, you know, it'll eventually clear out and you won't have to deal, they had better be right, because whatever this is now just feels it's terrible all the time. And like, you know, just like dealing with my problems through like workaholism and occasionally medicating, like that was working fine. It was working just fine, actually. Like, it wasn't great, but it was working fine. And then one day that stopped, and now, and here it was like, oh, okay, I think maybe it was worth it.
We just had to face ourselves in such a deep and profound way. And I will also say that like having children will grow you up in a massive way, so that when we first started playing together, yeah, it was a little hard to play shows and our egos would get bruised and yada yada. And then now it's sort of like music is, if we let it, it is the easiest thing that we do. Welcome home, how about that? I'm telling Eben what song to sing next. So, I mean, you don't see what, if we have a rest stop and one child will be crying for 20 minutes and you just sort of got to sit there and be like, all right, I'm here for it. But like, the whole idea of, I didn't want this to be happening, that's broken in both of us. It's like, oh, this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. So how can you have as much grace as possible? And I don't know what, short of like being isolated with two babies and a 4-year-old, would have taught us this lesson. So now, like, it's all gravy now.
No,
it really
just
is.
Just throw Otis in the back of the car. Otis has toured through pretty much all 50 states before he could even, you know, spell or add. And we kind of just thought we were going to go on with that, and then we got dealt twins, and I do feel like, I agree with Molly, that it's just like, I don't know if I ever would have had to face my proverbial shit if we hadn't been dealt that hand.
Well, I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah, thanks. I hope your listeners are glad too.
I'm sure it's probably more universal than you think. I know it is. Goodnight Moonshiner here. What's your website?
goodnightmoonshine.com.
If you want to catch up with all the latest news and where they're going to be touring around, the new album is Business Unusual. Eben Pariser, Molly Venter, thank you for stopping by.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having
us.
Anytime. We love the record, and come back anytime. And we are going to end with you playing whatever you want. Take us out with one more song. You're listening to WUMB.
This is called Welcome Home. I wrote it about the Kerrville Folk Festival. I know y'all are a folk set. I know you're a folk station, but you've also had Barnstar here, so I know you can hang with the picky. It's about playing music with your friends.
When the sun came up this morning, everyone was in that line. In the hot Texas sun, we are thinking about the love that we make on the other side. 10 months ago, I bought my tickets. 2 weeks back, I packed my car. Tonight, with my tent and my stove and my guitar and some clothes, I'll be dancing underneath the stars. Welcome to our homegrown heaven. You can sleep right on the ground here next to me. Happy to share, so pull up a chair and we'll call your number as you fall asleep. Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
You belong here with us. Welcome home.
So be free, say hello to a stranger. Better yet, go make a lifelong friend. 'Cause everybody knows that you don't need any clothes to go swimming in the bend.
Welcome to our homegrown heaven.
You can sleep right on the ground here next to me.
Happy to share, so pull up a chair
and we'll call your number as you fall asleep. Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
You belong here with us. Welcome home.
Sweet.
I've been laying on my blanket for the main stage. Find your lover, get some supper, come on by. You are sure to find your way by the holler it'll make as I lose myself to music all night.
Welcome to our homegrown heaven. You can sleep right on the ground here next to me.
Happy to share, so pull up a chair
and we'll call your number as you fall asleep. Welcome.
Welcome home.
You belong here with us.
Welcome home.